Right, good morning everybody. This is going to be a walking boo because I'm on my way to work, just getting off the bus. But I wanted to, and this VI podcasting, Paul Hopkins, just in case you didn't already know that, that's me, okay. Yeah, it seems to be quite, hang on a minute, to get off this bus. Cheers. Okay. Yeah, seems to be quite a bit of talking about audio boo. And I'm just trying to get ahead of the game here. Out of the crowd, the madding crowd. I've been listening to quite a few people booing about the merits and the values of audio boo, and I've spent a couple of hours recently following new people. I'm not a stalker, really. I'm not. Some of them following me too. Which is probably what started it, to be honest. But what do I like about audio boo? Well, one of the things I like about audio boo, apart from the obvious, being able to leave sounds and snapshots, and, you know, that's already been covered, I think. Yes, Mr. Louis, he recorded something along those lines, which has prompted this boo particularly. Hello, mate, and glad it's all going well with new baby Alice. She's lovely, as is Jake, as is Kirsten, and it's all good for you. That's good. And that's what we do, isn't it? We record audio boos about our lives. So, but what I like is the timeline thing. So, you know, I was travelling with Sally, my wife, and Fiona, our friend. And Fiona and I were looking at, you know, when you get the boos by location, so you filter them by location. And as we were travelling down, dropping Fiona off in Worcester from Birmingham town, it was like, really, you know, Fiona and I, who could find the most boos of ourselves, because there were plenty. But you were almost like travelling through previous memories, because you were dropping these audio map pins, if you will. So, although it was almost like real time met with virtual time. Oh, look, autumn leaves. And a pedestrian crossing, which I'm not crossing. It wasn't me. I haven't pressed it and ran off. that's it, really. Just that has absolutely fascinated me, the timeline thing, where I say you walk along and your location boos, they change in order according to, obviously, what you did when you were actually there at that time. So, you know, I love it. I don't know. It's really getting to me, that. It's really cool. And I think that's all I really want to say at this time. And I'll continue to do audio boos, and I would please ask those of you that have audio boo to use it a lot. Because it's very, very cool. Now I'm just coming into work, up the metal steps into reception. All right, Lynn. Is Lynn here? Yes, she is. She's there. She's on the phone, though. Hi. Are you all right? So, apart from that, and just some general work ambience you can have here now. That's like, walk through and listen to bits of conversation crossfading into each other as we enter different parts of the building. And here's my office. Oh, the heat's on. Oh, there you go. A what?
Florida, and apparently we've got the winner of Viper.
they have a story. What story? The cocktail, weren't it?
Was it a girl?
So is she going to sue the...
That's why I won't drink shorts if they put in front of me on the table.
Was it smoking?
No. I've heard that Dave eats shorts.
He's smoking.
Eat my shorts.
Nitrogen isn't bad for you. It's so cold that when you get drunk, it
frozes.
Oh.
No, it solidifies it's going down as well and it causes guts and stuff.
Oh my gosh. So she had to actually have her stomach removed? Can you survive? Well, I guess you can.
Yeah.
What?
Her diet will be strictly
I should think. Well, I was going to say, I don't think it's much. I don't think you end up with a new. You don't end up with new tubing or anything, do you? How awful. Yeah. As far as there hasn't been any jokes around on the texts. Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Yeah, one would have thought so, Gary. As a precaution. Well, I would think they will still do it. I don't suppose it'll be like. No new law will come in. Bars will have to be sort of the equivalent of CRB check to make sure they're putting the right ingredients in their drinks.
Was the right ingredient?
So what did she do then?
She didn't wait for it to cool up.
Oh, what's it? Yeah, but that's like. Yeah.
That's assuming the amount they put in as time to cool off as well.
Wait for this to cool off, because if you don't, it's like Pizza Express coming to you and saying, no, is it though? I mean, is it? I could understand someone not, like, shouldn't have sued, like McDonald's. Remember that is like that landmark payout, weren't it? Because some woman burnt her legs on a drink because she stuck the drink between her legs while she was driving, and then it, like, the lid came off and burnt her legs, and because it said caution, this beverage might be hot, she got unlimited damages.
The thing
is a bit more understandable that I would take issue with that. But
the leg.
Do what was that?
She walked in Tesco's apparently, and a kid grazed her leg on the edge of the shelf.
Yeah.
And by the time the manager got to her, she was already on the phone to her solicitor.
Yeah, well, that's a disgrace, to be quite honest. No. I think I wouldn't expect to find sharp corners in places, I must admit, but
it probably isn't a sharp corner, it's just an edge of a shelf, so like,
and the kid was probably clowning about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that thing when I was some of you won't, but when I went to Eurostar and I took that guy that was VI as well, and they said, I asked them for a guide, and they said, oh, you can't, that's right, they said over the phone, you can't book assistance, you have to just ask for it when you get to the station. So to St Pancras, so I said, okay, that's fine. So I got there, kind of thinking this is going to be a bit of an issue, and it was. Because they said they couldn't provide anybody, and then they got one person, and they guided him because it was easier, and I sort of followed behind, and of course they went to avoid this post, this massive pillar, is white, and I didn't see it because it was against the white floor, and crashed into it, and of course everyone was getting all upset and stuff, and like a lawyer said to me, oh, you know, my mate said, oh, yeah, you know, we can get you loads of money for that and that and that. And I was like, well, all I did was, you know, I banged my head. It wasn't really that. It was, I could have got money for it, basically, and I chose not to because I thought, well, it was just an accident. Well, he would have found someone to sue, don't worry. He would have, Eurostar. It would probably have been, but the thing is, the two girls, the girl that was guiding this guy was so upset. I mean, she was like, I just thought, why would I want to bring her through court? I mean,
it's
because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little friend's girl and I'm crying. Well, he would have found someone to serve, is my point. And when I came back in the next 2 weeks later, they're putting all these like big marker things on them, like big pad things. So someone must have. Yeah. God, you know. My mate said, the guy that was in me, the guy was being guided, was laughing. I was like, what are you laughing at? He said, he sounded like someone just threw a hot water bottle at a wall. It's like, he just said, it. Said, anyway. We shall go. There's an insight into my...